You could think of it sort of like the natural gas boom 2.0. Thousands of wells have been drilled. Now, thousands of miles of new pipelines are in the works to transport it. The projects are also leading to a power shift as the region's electric grid switches from coal to more natural gas. The Texas-based company Panda Power Funds is developing three new gas power plants across Pennsylvania. Spokesman Bill Pentak says their Bradford County plant will come online in early 2016.
This plant was sited precisely where it is because of its access to the abundant, high-quality natural gas that's found a mile to 2 miles beneath our feet.
But as these pipeline projects crisscross the state, they also cut through a lot of people's backyards. Phil Stober is an organic farmer in Lebanon County who's worried about pipelines developed by Sunoco Logistics to carry natural gas liquids from western Pennsylvania to Philadelphia.
All it needs is one accident and I'm out of business. Because as you know, in marketing and in sales, perception is reality. And if people think that my fields are 800 feet from a gas line, they're going to say, how organic can you be?
In response to concerns about the new projects, Governor Tom Wolf created a task force to develop best practices for pipelines. It's headed by State Department of Environmental Protection Secretary John Quigley.
Now, this is an honest, serious attempt to get all stakeholders involved in a conversation about how we can improve the development of this infrastructure around the state, minimize community and environmental impacts.
The task force is expected to deliver its final report to the governor in early 2016. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.